If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella with our report from Block Club Chicago and news about the Chicago River Swim returning, but this is after the green coloring is gone, I hope, right, Jen?
Correct. Good morning, Bob. Yes, this spring, or this fall, in September 20th, the Chicago River Swim is returning for another year. Last year marked the first time people swam in the river in more than 100 years. And it was very competitive to get on the list. They have a limited number of people they're allowing to swim. They need to be properly trained, safety trained, and they basically have to apply and prove that they can swim well. They're adding 500 swimmers this year. So if you are interested in being one of the 1,000 people who take a dip in the river, applications close April 27th for that, and they open March 31st. Yes, this is supposed to be a really big win for environmentalists who've been trying to clean up the river over the years. As you know, many years ago, people will be horrified to swim in the river. So, all of the money that is raised for the swim goes to ALS research. So that's a great cause.
It sure is. St. Patrick's Day weekend, and in the Beverly and Morgan Park neighborhood, they start early, don't they?
They do. When I moved down here, I don't think I had any idea what a big deal the Southside Parade was, not just for the parade, but for these backyard parties. We profiled 7 families in the neighborhood, some of whom have been having these family parties since the 80s, carried on generation after generation. There's one I went to, they have a backyard mass first thing in the morning. The whole yard is covered by a tent and people show up for a mass. There's a big breakfast that has attracted people from Barack Obama to Governor J.B. Pritzker. It is just a all-day celebration all throughout the neighborhood. And even if people don't go to the parade itself, the whole neighborhood is celebrating in some way in these big backyard parties with a whole lot of corned beef.
Of course. And finally, are the Wrigleyville neighbors going to go for this plan for the Cubs' extra parking spaces in that Camry lot?
It is unclear. The Cubs want to expand a team-owned parking lot near Wrigley by buying nearby property, which would add a few hundred parking spaces to the existing parking lot. Neighbors are worried that it will entice more people to drive to the ballpark, which obviously creates a lot of congestion. The lot capacity would go from 688 spaces to 947. The Cubs say neighbors should be happy about this because this means that people won't be parking on their street and instead will be parking in the lot. But we'll see. The change will have to be approved by the city council. So we'll see if the neighbors get on board and if the alderman gets on board there. But the Cubs are really trying to convince them, hey, we really need this parking. We're just trying to meet existing demand. We're not trying to get more people to drive to the ballpark.
Yeah, it's not like they're adding like 5 lots at 260 spaces. That's all. I don't think that's going to convince anybody to drive alone.
Right.
It's Jen Sabella, and it's blockclubchicago.org for more. Thanks, Jen. You enjoy your weekend.
You too, Bob. Thanks.